gonna be okay with this, but Al, you just really hit me hard. Thank you. Thank you to the Ashland University, the Athletic Department, and the Hall of Fame Committee for this incredible honor. Congratulations, Mark, Katie, Julie, Carrie, Robin, and Kurt, and all of the current Hall of Famers in attendance. I'm honored to be going in with this class and excited to be back here with my Purple family. I lucked into my first coaching job when I went to do a good deed and help clean Kay Gould, my former high school basketball coach's house. I had been teaching fifth grade in Portsmouth, Virginia for 1 year, and I came home for the summer. The assistant basketball and softball position at Allegheny College had just opened, and there I was, my big break. As a matter of fact, the newspaper in Meadville, Pennsylvania, Mr. King was the professional person at the Meadville Tribune at that point in time. I'd like to thank my parents, who are both looking down on me right now, for watching me play and coach for over 45 years, including a number of games at Ashland. When we set up a scholarship in their name, when my mom recently passed, I was truly humbled when the first 18 out of 24 donors were alumni in this program. It warms my heart. Thanks also to my brother Tom and his wife Liz and nephews Jack and Max for being here today. I love you all and cherish the time that we have together. Thank you to the assistant coaches that I was blessed to work alongside. Please stand. Shannon Gray Schaub, Julie Weirgott, Dave Lefew, and Bob Lance. Thank you. When your staff is you and one assistant, you need people to do it all. And as you can see by this group, I was the lucky one. Thanks also to the support staff that made my job a little easier, and they always had a way to lend a helping hand. Bill Goldring, Al King, Dusty Sloan, Elaine Obrecht, Kay Jenny, and the late Mark Hamilton. Thanks to all the amazing student athletes over the years that decided to take a chance at a small private school to continue playing a game they love. This included being a part of a dream that we all had for building the best team we could. We sure did make it happen, including a memorable 53-6 season and numerous conference titles. And in fact, I think women's basketball broke our win streak record at one point in time. So congratulations when you did that. We were cheering for you. Right there. Will all the former players that are here today please stand and be recognized? Thanks to Bob and Jan Archer for their support and determination to help get a much-needed stadium for AU. We couldn't have done it without you. Also to Jack and Deb Miller, and it's so sweet having a stadium named after a woman. Back in 1995, I was forced to make a decision to follow a job or follow my heart. I was just offered the head softball coaching position at Trenton State, taking over a nationally ranked program and a Hall of Fame coach, and at that time it was Oklahoma of Division III softball. I chose to turn it down, follow my heart, and see where a possible friendship could go. Well, I think you can all tell now that this story is a very happy ending. Thankfully, I made the right decision. Even though I'm crying, it's tears of joy. I had known George for 10 years as an umpire working the NCAA softball regional tournaments when I was in Allegheny. Last year, we celebrated our 27th anniversary. Thanks so much for all your love and support and for treating me like a queen. As my coaching friends say, I joined the dark side and married an umpire. And by the way, he also will be getting inducted into the Akron Amateur Softball Hall of Fame in November. Congratulations. I almost got out of coaching when I did not get hired for the Kent State or Akron University softball positions. I was considering walking away from coaching and moving from Wittenberg University to Cleveland, Ohio, and as I said, get a job at Walmart. This rejection would be the break I needed to bring me to Ashland. When Karen Linder got the job at Kent State, I got to come and lead a program that was already on the path to success and work with Blake Bach and Shonda Spagnola Stanton. I also got to be with a man of my dreams, coach the job of a lifetime, and have the opportunity to coach players that would become lifelong friends. I look out into this room today and see so many special people that made such an impact to the success that I had and are such a huge part of why I'm receiving this award. Every one of you have your own unique story that I cherish and remember like it was yesterday. But unfortunately, I have 5 minutes, so I can't get into those amazing details. I look forward to each season to support the coaches and cheer the team to victory. Thankfully, now at the new stadium, there is an awesome heated press box donated by Sue Welch in her parents' name for those cold spring games. And if you can tell by some of the pictures that Dusty's been posting, I'm wearing sometimes 4 or 5 layers. So as a retired coach, that press box is very inviting in March and April. I want to welcome also Jackie Price and Lane Leedy, the new leaders of this program. Welcome to Ashland. May you find as much happiness and success along your journey here at AU. I'm proud that you now have the best indoor practice facility and outdoor stadium to build your program. I will be your biggest fan and supporter. The sport has given me so many opportunities to meet new people from all around the country and create relationships that will last a lifetime. It also has given me a chance to live out a dream that will forever hold a special place in my heart. Hugs to you all. Thanks for your love and support. I feel blessed, and I love and cherish you all. Thank you.